We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beaver Sports Talk, as the man said, here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis, our usual Tuesday night gathering, although the days are dwindling down to a precious few, to coin a phrase, in terms of the next few weeks of Beaver Sports Talk. So we appreciate all of you that are here tonight and hope that you'll tune our way over the next several weeks as we head down the stretch of exciting basketball seasons. We will talk about hoops tonight with Oregon State women's basketball coach Scott Ruick and with Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle. A big thanks and a shout out to Ron Callen, who sat here last week and enjoyed the company of Missy Nunes and Mariah Mazon from the Oregon State softball team, as well as women's basketball assistant coach Katie Faulkner. Great time, I understand, was had by all, especially those of you that were kind enough and cool enough to attend our Tuesday gathering here at Buffalo Wild Wings. So tonight we have the pleasure of coaches Ruick and coach Tinkle. They'll be here tonight to talk about the big weeks ahead for their teams. It's a single game, of course, on the men's side, the 354th edition of the Civil War, Thursday night, 8 o'clock at Matthew Knight Arena, as the Oregon State men's basketball team seeks a sweep in the Civil War. So we'll talk to Coach Tinkle about all of that. And the Oregon State women's basketball team coming home to senior weekend. I know it's a senior day officially on Sunday, but I know the entire weekend will, in a sense, be a celebration of some amazing players in Oregon State women's basketball history that you, as part of Beaver Nation, and all of us will have a chance to give the proper send-off to this weekend with big crowds at Gill Coliseum. So when we return, we're going to talk all about that with Scott Ruick. Another quick note, gymnastics coming up this Saturday. The Oregon State gymnastics team against UCLA. Number three in the country are the Bruins. It's a highly anticipated gymnastics meet. Hope you get out there Saturday afternoon at Gill Coliseum. Thanks for being here tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th. Thank you for listening tonight. Emily's got some tickets that she's passing around, some blue raffle tickets, so make sure that Emily doesn't miss you. We're going to have some drawings for prizes along the way tonight. Great to be with you all. Thanks for being here. It's Beaver Sports Talk coming up on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Natalie works as a mechanic 6 days a week. Her goal is to retire early and move to Key West. Some people did this when they heard Natalie's goal. But then she contacted U.S. Bank, who said this.
That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
Because U.S. Bank believes hard work works. And with help from their financial planning and tools, Natalie's working to make her goal a reality. And soon, everyone who sounded like this will sound like this. For everyone working toward a goal, U.S. Bank is here to help. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan! Smooth merge!
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
We love the new copier.
Great.
Wish you could help with data security.
We can.
Really?
Pacific Office Automation has total office solutions.
Like IT?
Yep.
Cloud-based phone systems, video conferencing, and security cameras?
Sure.
Dermatology?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Just checking. I have kind of a weird mole.
From office technology to managed IT and unified communications, PacificOffice.com is your one-stop shop to optimize workflow and save money. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go!
Washington. She hits her fourth in this third quarter. Maddie Washington, how about that? And the Beavs are up 35-30.
That was by request. It's all request radio on the Beaver Sports Network. I requested a Maddie Washington highlight as our get back tonight because I thought it was indeed one of the highlights of the weekend, and heading into senior weekend and senior day, it just felt like the appropriate note. We've had many a highlight through the years with Michaela Pivick and Kat Tudor and others. Janessa Thrope will be honored as well, but so will Maddie. And as we come in here, that's, I think, the best segue into introducing our first guest tonight, Oregon State head coach, to talk about Maddie and the weekend. Please join me in welcoming Scott Ruick to Buffalo Wild Wings with his family here tonight as well. Coach, great to see you. Great to have Cole and Macy and your wife Carrie here and your kids here. It's a great place to be. Thanks for coming down for us.
Always great to be here. It is great to have them here. Yeah. It's funny, our schedules don't always align, and they're getting busy now that they're getting so old. And so to have a night where two of the three could be here is pretty special.
Yeah, Cole's 16.
16, driving around. Yep, running the world.
That's amazing. Well, good for him. We'll all be working for him someday. I hope I'm still working at that point. Scott, it's great to have you with us. We started with a Matty Washington highlight. There were many highlights over the weekend, but let's start with her since we're heading into a senior weekend. That third quarter where you will talk about your lineup adjustment when you had three of your starters, you sat them for the third quarter. Now, Maddie's started the last five games, but you played a different lineup, challenged your bench, challenged your whole team. 27 points in that third quarter, 13 of 16 from the field. And as Ron just described, that was Maddie's fourth straight jumper in that sequence.
You made a great decision in your choice of highlight, because I don't think that was just a highlight of that day. I think that was a highlight of this year. This is a group that, obviously had a big injury a few weeks ago with Kennedy going down, and somebody that got every repetition we could possibly give her at the power forward position. And then she goes down, and, we were trying to catch her up as a freshman, a true freshman, and now we have to recalibrate and put people in different positions, and everybody's still, it takes a while. They're finding their way. And, we did make some lineup adjustments to start that second half. And one of the challenges was we need other people to step up. And as we go forward, this can't be the Mick show. It can't be the Destiny show. That's not how Oregon State plays basketball. We want everybody going. We want the Oregon State show. And so we need scoring from everyone. And Maddie, Trish Morris hit the first shot of the half, on a beautiful post move jump shot. And then Maddie took over and hit the next four shots and just said, this is who we are and this is what we're going to do this afternoon. And next thing you know, we scored 51 points that half.
Yeah, great job. That was really exciting to follow and to listen with Ron on the network, and a big win. And there's more aspects to that win I want to get to. We'll get back to the Friday game as well, because a lot of good things happened there. But the lineup adjustment that you made, was that something that at halftime, it's kind of a gut level decision? Did you talk to your coaches and say, this is what I think we should do, what I want to do? How did you arrive at that?
Normally, we talk about everything, but in that case, we didn't. We talked about adjustments schematically, but as I'm, you look at the stat sheet, and it's funny how different things hit you. You've got about a four-minute window to just kind of get your mind around the first half. You're looking at the stats, you're talking, and you make your notes, and then you walk in, address the team, talk for 4 minutes or so, and we come out. Well, we didn't get in there until 7:33 on the clock. We had talked for a little bit longer, but while we were talking, I was doing math. And I don't do math as well as my son Cole does, but I can add and subtract. And I noticed that we were 10 for 21 from Taylor Jones, Michaela Pivic, and Destiny Slocum. We were 0 for 6 for the rest of our team. Well, that's not how basketball is played, and we are going to need more than three people to make a basket in this game if we're going to win on the road in the Pac-12. And for whatever reason, that's how we played in that half. And so as I was walking down from our meeting space with the team, I said, you know what? I'm going to bench those three, and I'm going to see what the rest of this team has. We're up one. It's a bit of a gamble, but at the same time, in a way, it wasn't. If they don't produce, we're not winning anyway. And so you kind of, in a way, it was just, I've never done this before, actually, in 24 years, but not all three, But I just said, okay, they're sitting, and you guys are going to produce. We need more people going, And so they accepted that challenge. The first possession, Trish hits that shot. I told her today as we watched it again, I said, that might be the biggest shot of the year, because that third quarter is the way this team needs to play the rest of the way. We have to have everybody going. And so not only did she hit, Maddie hit the four, Aaliyah hit a three, Kat hit a three in transition. At the media, then I subbed those three back, and we got back into a more normal rotation. But everybody was scoring, and it was so fun to watch a team that was that aggressive. And so they rose to that opportunity. And as a teacher, you're always looking for opportunities, just to shake things up every once in a while. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm some genius or something. I'm not. It just seemed like the logical thing that this group needed at the time. Yeah. And they responded as I pretty much could have guaranteed they would.
We're going to talk when Coach Tinkle is up here in the second half of the show. He made a decision at the Arizona State game where he called on a guy who's had 2 minutes all year in Pac-12 play. He had to call him three times. Tuck, Tuck, Tuck. De'Aaron Tucker, big freshman kid who hasn't played at all. And it took Tuck, me now. But he went in and responded. I mean, if
baseline
you're on a
jumper,
team. Yeah, you saw the baseline
rebound,
jumper.
Back.
Two
putbacks. Yep.
That's when
impressive.
You have a team, Coach, you expect. If that uniform's on and you're part of the team and participate in pairing, as coaches, you expect them to be ready when their name's called.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hope they are. And, you know, you want them to understand this is a great opportunity for you. And, yes, you're playing with, you know, Taylor Jones calls him, you know, I can't remember what she calls him, but she calls him, like, superstars. I'm playing on a team full of, you know, aliens or something like that because they're out of this world with their talent level. And you, it's really easy to sit and watch Mikayla Pivic play. Mick can drive and create a shot against pretty much anybody, and then you can sit and watch Destiny play. And then you can watch Aaliyah hit a shot that's guarded from three, and you can sit and watch Taylor make a post move. But that's not the fun of the game. The fun of the game is moving the basketball, and our team is known for ball movement, spacing, and putting multiple people in double figures. And when we are playing like that, we are a really tough team to stop, a really tough team to beat, and that is the type of basketball it's going to take down the stretch of the season for us to do what we want to do.
So that big third quarter, I mean, just a thing of beauty, 13 of 16 from the field, 27 points, 51 in the second half. In terms of confidence for all of those players that you challenged, they went in and responded. How big is it then heading into these final two games?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think that's the key to the rest of this season. I think the way that they played also, we had one assist at halftime of the game, 26 points, one assist. You know, six turnovers for our team. You know, we had 10 turnovers both games this weekend. That's a winnable number pretty much every night. But one assist for us. I don't care what the defense is doing, and Cal's a team that helps. You know, we played against UCLA. They wouldn't let us pass the ball, so there shouldn't be many assists in that game. It's go score. Against Cal, you know, they were helping. There were people open, and we weren't seeing the floor very well. And so I think the way that they played during that stretch to get four assists during those first 5 minutes of that third quarter even sent a message, you know, we got to see the floor a little better and move the ball a little quicker. And if we do that, along with the growth that we've had on the defensive end of the floor, then I think we're going to be a tough out for anybody.
Before we break and come back and talk a little bit about the huge weekend coming with the seniors being honored, the tough games you've got coming up against the league where, again, we saw this past weekend what's possible in this league. Anybody can beat anybody. We understand that. But a thought about the Stanford game before we kind of let the weekend go. You end up losing it in a heartbreaking fashion by three. But you were down 14 early in the fourth, go on a 10-0 run and have the ball with a chance to tie that thing and win the game in the final possession. So what were your thoughts? How proud of you were the effort in that game in that environment?
Well, Stanford's interesting. You know, they're very good, and they play extremely well at home. I was thinking back, our Final Four team lost by 30 at Stanford that year, you know, and it hasn't been an easy place for our program to play. We've won one time in program history there, and the other night turned out to be the second closest game we've ever played in Palo Alto. And so I was very pleased. Yeah. I thought it was our most focused effort of the year in a general sense. We went through a scoring drought in the third quarter that ended up being the difference in the game. But our team had a focus defensively, you know, just a few nights before at UCLA last Monday. We gave away a ton of points in the third quarter due to defensive transition breakdowns, what I thought was a lack of focus because offense was coming fairly easily to us. We're up 14 at UCLA, and then here they come back, and next thing you know, we're tied with them and in a slugfest and that we lose in overtime. Well, then a few nights later, here we are at Stanford, a tough place to play, and we're toe-to-toe with them. We make all 12 of our free throws in the game. That shows a focus. We have a limited number of turnovers, and Stanford's a team that can turn you over very easily, and they do a great job of that. They couldn't get the ball from us. We just missed shots during key stretch of the game, and that was the difference. But this team, you know, they just kept battling, and made plays down the stretch to give us a chance to tie the game at the buzzer. You know, so this team's playing well. well. We're recalibrated. We know who we are. The coaches are doing a great job. The suggestions I'm getting are phenomenal. And so I'm really optimistic about where we are at. And I think both UCLA and Stanford, those two games, built confidence. We played well both games, even though we came up short.
We'll take a break and come back and talk about the weekend ahead and Senior Day and the seniors going out. That Beaver Nation, I know you want to come out and give them a great send-off. We'll talk about that and more as we continue with Coach Ruick from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real, we're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight, combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit StrikeLight.Taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at StrikeLight.Taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
One on two, gives it to Slocum underneath the pivot for the easy lay-in. How about that? 62-43, and Cal wants timeout. Ron Callen with the call on the Beaver Sports Network as part of that exciting third quarter, and you could hear the sharing of the basketball with Destiny Slocum. And by the way, before we get to the seniors, Coach, Destiny had a heck of a weekend with 26 at Stanford, 17, playing some tremendous basketball down the stretch.
Oh, she is. It's just the game just continues to slow down for Destiny, and she's finding her spot. She's such an amazing playmaker, so nearly impossible to guard one-on-one. And, you know, she had both her career highs this year against Stanford, both games, and then followed that up with another great performance at Cal.
So here we go with, as I mentioned, Coach, the games and the results in the conference last weekend. I don't know if anything in the league surprises you, but you get teams that, in particularly in terms of Washington being able to beat UCLA, and that's who you get next. The league is just unbelievable this year. I mean, it's always good, but it's better than ever, up and down.
I think it probably is. You know, and it's been good. I mean, we've been the number one RPI league conference. I think 4 years ago we were when we won it in 2017. It was number one. It's been two the other 2 years, and now it's back to one. And so it's been good, but I agree with you. I think top to bottom, I mean, the one comment that I've made all year is when you keep your coaches, there's just a consistency, and you know, everybody scouts so well. Every night is just a war because of that, and so we just beat up on each other.
Yeah.
And I know it's great for TV. It's hard on the heart, though, for probably all of us.
Well, Ron will have the call this weekend, but I think, you know, across the Beaver Sports Network, Friday night, 5:30 airtime, and then Sunday against Washington State, 11:30 airtime, a noon tip. Of course, we're speaking to a lot of many who will be at the games this weekend, and it's a special weekend. Senior weekend always is a specific senior day on Sunday. But let's go through and talk about each of the seniors and just your thoughts about this group, the 103 wins they've shared together in 4 years and counting. But that it's a special group.
It is. They came in off of Final Four. I mean, we recruited off that Final Four season, and you know, you knew when we were adding them, you're getting a cat tutor. You know, she was known as the best three-point shooter in the country that year, out on the AAU circuit. And then you're getting Michaela Pivik, the National Gatorade Female Athlete of the Year. You're getting Maddie Washington. We beat South Carolina for Maddie Washington, and you know, out of Vegas. And then Janessa Thrope, who won the Nike EYBL National Championship, you know, as a junior, and then played for it again as a senior, started on that team, just a winner in, you know, on the court and in life. And you're just adding these dynamic people who are so different, but somehow they just blend so amazingly well. They've been nothing but entertaining for all of us, all 4 years. You know, Mick's going down as one of the most decorated players in the history of the program. And I don't know if you're going to ask me about each one.
Want to talk to you about each one. Let's start with Janessa.
Yep.
What I hear about her, and you've been around her far more than I have, and most of us in the room have, but everyone I do talk to her about Janessa and the times I've spoken with her speak of the ebullient personality that never quits, just always up and on, and entertaining, and keeping everybody kind of up and excited about life.
Well, she's dynamic. She's had more of a say than anybody would possibly know in what we've done over the years. She is that person that comes in the room and sets the tone for the room. She's got that level of personality. She and Maddie, they know it too. They know we're the loudest people in the gym, you know, and so we are responsible for setting the tone each day, and they have a responsibility to that. You know, Janessa has played, well, four positions, you know, and hasn't been on the court very much, but her role in practice and knowledge and knowing each thing that we do, using her in all the different ways to get this team ready to play every night, has been vital. She brings a competitive spirit every day that's amazing, you know, and just a joy and an energy. And so she's an ultimate competitor, and what you want Janessa on your team, I can tell you that. She brings a spirit of competitiveness it's hard to match, to be honest. And so just nothing but joy, like you said. That's the best word to use when you think about Janessa.
Quick thought about Cat Tudor, coach, as we come down the stretch. Wayne Tinkle will join us in the second half hour, but 223 is going into the weekend, third all-time on the list. It feels like there'd be a lot more without the unfortunate injury which took place last year because of just how hot she was when that occurred. And she, it still looks like she's kind of, when I watch her, it still kind of working her way back to the form she had before the injury.
I agree with you. And I think that she's right now playing the best basketball of the year, getting back to that form that she was in before the injury. And especially, you know, she had hand surgery before her junior year as well, to go along with it. So when I think of Kat, I think back to her sophomore year and the end of that year and what she was playing like at that time, where she was just nearly unguardable, hitting pull-up jumpers off the bounce, obviously shooting the three, but finishing so amazingly well around the basket also, and then becoming a long defensive player, getting tips and steals. And so, you know, we all think about those 23 games. what we would give to watch Kat play those 23 games that she didn't get to play. What would her numbers be, and why were those? Why do the rules make it so she doesn't get to play those when she still has a fifth year she could use to play them? It's beyond me. I don't understand it. I don't think it's fair. I think it's. Terrible, to be honest.
I agree, and it's done, though? I mean, there's
from
not another level of appeal available?
From what I know, it is.
Okay.
I don't know what would have to happen, but, it's just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
We should get those 20. She should get those 23 games. She deserves them.
Absolutely.
And there's no reason for her not to. And I don't think any opposing coach would even say, I don't want her to play. I think everybody would want Kat to play.
Yes.
Under those circumstances, though, she's done a great job getting herself back, finding her way, overcoming, the mental hurdles that come with missing so much time and the doubt that creeps in when you're battling back from an injury like that. Mm-hmm. And to her credit, she's battled like crazy, and I couldn't be more proud of Kat for the way that, she's handled it all through it, through the adversity. Her family has been incredibly, and that's another thing about all four of these. These four families are remarkable. We talk about family every day. We talk about our program being a family. Our families are such a vital part of our program and this greater family that we have, and they have taken our team, our different players in, Kat's friends in, hosted our foreign players for holidays, and just, Greg and Jen are just incredible people, and so we're grateful for them being a part of our program as well.
We've talked about Maddie quite a bit. Our time is the clock is ticking, and we could talk about Michaela for the rest of the week and month and year. I mean, I get that, but a quick thought on Michaela. We'll kind of leave all the other great things off, but she's 2 rebounds shy of passing Tanya Kostic, become the second all-time rebounder, 28 shy of passing Ruth to be the all-time leading rebounder. That alone, amongst all the other phenomenal things, just on the court, Coach, that's just amazing.
That's incredible. I mean, and when you really think about that, that's just mind-blowing. Yes, she's played a ton of minutes, of course. Yeah, that's one of those things. But a 5'10 guard, if that.
Yeah.
5'10. 5'10 guard. How big is that heart, and how to go get rebounds like she does, just being relentless. And we can think back to her freshman year. One of those rebounds was an offensive putback against UCLA, that tip play that she had that freshman year. Just spectacular plays. Last year, keeping us in games with her offensive rebounding ability and then winning games for us due to those extra possessions. And so, it's probably the most fitting stat. She's way up there on assists. She's way up there in points. She's way up there in everything she's done for the community. But when you think about rebounding, unless you're 6'8", it comes down to heart and grit and desire and sacrifice. And Michaela Pivic is all about that right there, heart and sacrifice for other people. And she's just, the consummate teammate, the consummate student athlete. And what a pleasure, it's been for all of Beaver Nation to have Michaela Pivic be a part of us.
Coach, thank you for sharing that. I know all of you will be out there this weekend to see the team. Thanks for being here, Coach. We'll see you again
soon. Thank you, Mike.
Let's hear it for Scott Ruick. The Beavers at home this weekend to the Washingtons. Wayne Tinkle coming up next with a Civil War on tap in Eugene. Coach Tinkle next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
All right, guys, let's bring it in. Come on. Look, I can see no one has been to the gym in a while. Heck, Carl, your only hammer dunk was on the laundry basket. But guess what? I think Pacific Source Health Plans has the answer. A low-cost fitness center membership. It'll get more of us in game shape, so less of us are shooting air balls. Okay, guys, try not to embarrass us.
Low-cost fitness center memberships. Just one more way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Pack & Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their community hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her coworker, Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
14 on the clock, gets it to Ethan Thompson, comes into the paint, left wing to Trace for three, he rattles in and out, no good, rebound, Tuck lays it in with the left hand. There we go, De'Aaron Tucker with one of his three big baskets in the Beavers' big performance in Tempe on Saturday, and to talk about that as well as what that game, I think, showed, even in a heartbreaking one-point defeat, a lot of things to like in that that game throughout as the Beavers head down the road Thursday for another edition of the Civil War. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening, buddy. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. And Coach, that Tuck's play was inspirational. I mean, I told the story already. I think it was the third Tuck, when you called him off the bench before he kind of realized, hey, here we go. But you kind of had, you know, we talked to Coach Ruick. He had kind of a gut level about changing up his starting lineup in the second half in their game at Cal. And you had kind of a similar moment, it seemed like, with Tuck.
Yeah, I was a little frustrated with a couple of the starters. Just we didn't come out with the intensity and the physicality that we said we needed to. You know, Roman's been that guy usually to come in and replace us inside, but I knew Tuck, you know, wasn't going to back down, and I grabbed him after he finally realized I was calling his name, and I basically said, go in there and wrestle with their big guys, and he did. I mean, he set a couple of really physical screens, some box outs, that offensive putback. He got two of them on the night. He started off with a little baseline jumper. Right. And it did. It really fired the team up. And, you know, he came in today, thought he was Superman in practice. And
good.
It was great to see. And that's what we tell our guys, you know, always stay positive, always stay ready. You know, we've got a pretty good feel on when that time will be. But if you're not prepared mentally, you're not going to succeed and you know, help us be better. And credit to him for staying positive throughout, you know, a year where he hasn't played much. And he gave us a big boost in both halves, really.
That short corner jumper, Coach, that you alluded to, you know, in his previous minutes and time, I hadn't seen that, really. It looked good out of his hand. He took it with confidence. Did you kind of know? I mean, can that, as he grows, matures, be part of his game?
No. The guys call him Otto. I mean, he's got that little bit of a line drive set shot, but he gets it off, shoots it from behind his head, and you know, we don't want him making his living there, but we knew he would defend, rebound, and screen, and really anything offensively would be a bonus. Where Tuck's gotten in trouble is when he tries to put it on the floor, and he's eliminated that. And like I said, the guys really fed off it. They were excited for him. Any obviously made a very positive impact on the game.
Another player, too, and this is part of what, you know, I look forward to talking to you with the rest of the show tonight about what it means, the kind of performance you had in Tempe and the contributions you got across the board and what that can mean down the stretch here. But Antoine Vernon's another guy. He's played well, handled the ball flawlessly, doesn't turn it over, but became a threat in Tempe, banging two big threes.
Well, you know, the little bit of the dilemma we've had between he and Gianni is, you know, Gianni's longer, a little better defender, you know, quicker from end to end, a little bit more, not sure what's going to happen offensively, where Antoine's rock solid offensively. You know, a little bit smaller than Gianni on the defensive end, but Antoine won't shoot the ball, and he's a good shooter. And you know, we've been telling him all along, you know, we need him to be confident out there. And first three he got, he drilled it. He drilled another one, and, you know, his confidence grew from there. And it's nice that we've got a nice little combination there of those guys that can bring different things, but only, you know, when they're really feeling confident. And we talked in the locker room about when we watched film, you know, you guys, coach needs to be confident. No, you need to give us confidence, you know, and it's by preparation and bringing it each and every day, showing that you're dialed in and ready to go. And that'll tell us, okay, we can roll with you a little bit. And those guys have been doing that. And, you know, Mike, I'm sure purposefully haven't talked much about the Arizona game, but that was a tough one. I mean, there was something in there that didn't get a feel like the Beavs were going to be given much of a shot in that one. I'll leave it at that. And it was tough, you know, and then the whole deal with Trace, and, you know, it went from a 3-4 possession game to the blowout after he was out of it. But to respond the way our guys did after all of that nonsense Thursday in Tucson against what was the hottest team in the league, Arizona State, and they had just, you know, come off the win against the other team, and it was great to see. And it wasn't the best start. A few guys weren't quite ready to go, and I was really happy that the bench – we called a timeout, we fired them up, and those guys came in. Credit to them, you know, for responding. And, you know, we had the last possession again 3 years in a row there. I just knew that shot was going to go in on the baseline. Had the hand in the air, and, boy, it rattled in and out. We missed the tip. But a great effort in a tough environment there Saturday night.
And, Coach, when you have an effort like that and then that in the end, just that heartbreaking, I could tell in visiting with you courtside right after the game, you just said, I feel for the guys. I just feel so bad for them. And Jared Lucas is in tears. You know, kind of, I should have hit the shot. He's telling you, Coach, if I get it again, I'm going to make it. Really owning it from the standpoint of that's a shot I got to make in that situation. It was a good look, a good shot. Trace made a great play for him. So the pain in that moment was palpable for everybody. As you kind of think back about how you played that game and look back at it now a couple of days later, it still hurts, I'm sure, but what are your overall thoughts about that performance?
No, I mean, you know, having just mentioned just the bounce back after the Arizona game, playing in that environment, they've been red hot at home. You know, it was a great effort. Now, we watched the film Monday, and we counted about 10, 12, 13, 14 plays on either end. You know, when we tell these guys, it's a possession-by-possession game. You can't squander any on either end, especially this time of year, especially when we've already let some go. You know, you have to learn from it. But I didn't realize this till Trace came up for dinner last night after you and I finished on the radio. I went back upstairs. I guess Jared went back to that spot, grabbed a ball from somewhere, and took about 20 more shots. But, yeah, let it go. You know, it was a well-executed play. He got a great look. It didn't go in. We missed a chance at a tip, too, and I told him it never comes down to the last play. You want to be the guy to make it if it does, but, you know, he's got to keep his chin up and be ready to bounce back, which I know he will.
And, Coach, you know, we have another Civil War game to talk about and some other issues to talk about here, but before we get to that, one other thought about the breadth of your bench and the people that contributed in that game. I mean, in a sense, I mean, it was a challenge for some of the starters who get more minutes, who got a little less because other guys went in and played well and contributed, as we talked about earlier. How big is that heading into these games, the next three, the Pac-12 tournament and beyond, when guys like that know that they can be called upon and produce?
No, for sure. It's big, and we've been waiting. We thought depth would be a key for us. You know, we've mentioned it many times early on. It's got to produce for it to be an effective part of your arsenal. And, you know, it's just been a little bit up and down. But, You know, I thought we needed a big morale boost. I think a win would have been huge, but I think the fact that, you know, Ethan and Trace played really well, but the bench was the big reason why we were in that game. You know, the next few weeks, but I think moving forward as a program as well is going to be huge for us.
We'll take a break and come back and talk about Trace, who is indeed, I mean, to me, the Arizona State game, and even before that, signs of kind of getting back to that that amazing form in terms of being a threat in all phases, offensively, rebounding, distributing. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Thursday's game and more. Thanks for all of you being here tonight. We have more with Coach Tinkle coming up from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy, fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lakme dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
So tell us about this new sales job at Pacific Office Automation.
It's great. They have one of the country's best training programs and killer incentives for recent college grads, so I'm really motivated.
You're motivated?
Oh my gosh.
Dad, are you okay?
This is amazing.
Our son is motivated. I'm calling Phil. He'll be so jealous.
Looking for a job that'll finally impress your parents? Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to work at the largest independent office technology provider in the country. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Beavers spread the floor a bit now, change away from the weave to a two-man game out front between Thompson and Kelly. Ethan goes to his right, picks up his dribble, finds Vernon, steps into a three. That's good. Antoine Vernon is 2 for 2 from three-point range. Well, there we go. We've talked about that with Antoine stepping up confidently. Good action there. A lot of tremendous action, including the son of the gentleman we are honored to have with us tonight here, head coach Wayne Tinkle. Trace, I mentioned going into break. Trace, he's been the focal point of all the attention. He gets beat up from game to game. He doesn't get to the line as much as he should, given how physical the games are and how physical he plays. It's a mystery. The Thursday game in Tucson speaks for itself. It's not been, in my sense or any of our sense, a real fair shake or year for Trace. And yet, through it all, it looks like, I mean, that game in Tempe, it feels like he's kind of returning to that highly productive form in all areas of the game.
Yeah, no, for sure. And he did a lot of good things. He looked like his you know, even though he missed a couple early, but I thought the three when Ethan kicked it out to him went in was a big one. You know, and then you saw him. He was a warrior on the boards and made plays at both ends. And he looked like himself again. He looked like he was relaxed and having fun. And we'd have some conversations about, remember, this is a game. You're a kid. You're supposed to enjoy it. Whatever their expectations are out there, all that other nonsense, just let it go and get back to being who you are. And I think, you know, that I think he hit bottom with all that. I mean, he felt terrible, obviously, after the Tucson game, a lot of frustration. But, boy, he bounced back and was big for us in Tempe. And, you know, I'm confident that it's going to really springboard him for a strong finish.
You know, you mentioned the Tucson game and feeling, you know, just ending up not able to play most of the second half in kind of a ridiculous interpretation of what happened in the first half, et cetera. But that was two games in a row where he really took upon himself. He's had so much of the weight of the world, the Colorado game and that. And to see him, when you talk about how your team responded collectively after Arizona State, the way he responded to a couple of tough games in a row, I mean, that was really, I was proud of him. I'm sure you were too.
It says a lot about his character, you know, just to bounce back after something like that in another hostile environment against a very, very talented team speaks volumes. And I bet you if he was here, he'd give a lot of credit to those guys that came off the bench that inspired him, you know, and that says a lot. So, you know, proud of him, proud of those guys that came off the bench. You mentioned Antoine. I think he hit the floor diving for loose balls at least three or four times again, which, you know, says that the guys are getting it now and how we need to play. And hopefully that carries over into Thursday night's game.
Even on the final play where Jared shot, we've talked about, just missed, I thought Trace's basketball IQ was very high on that play. Tell us what kind of you were thinking. And I thought the play he made was an unselfish one when he probably could have tried to get to the line or make the shot himself. He found an open man.
Yeah, well, we ran a little ball screen, flare screen for Trace and cleared out that left side to get him one-on-one. You know, your best player going to the basket on the road. You know, you don't want to force anything because you're not sure you're going to get a call. But they did a good job. They switched Romello White and jumped in front of him. He did a really nice hesitation move to get him to stand up, and then he turned the corner. But there was two more guys waiting under the rim, and that left Jared wide open in the corner. We had Ethan circling behind Trace. And then when Ethan saw the ball go to Jared and that he had an open look, he did a great job of crashing the glass. Romello did a nice job of taking Trace out of bounds on a clean box out, you know, and we thought we maybe should have had another guy go to the glass there, you know, in that situation, if the shot doesn't go in, you crash the glass and put it on the officials to call him over the back, because if you foul him, you know, you got to foul him anyway, and the game's over, and so... anyway, Ethan got, you know, just kind of bad timing. I thought of the bounce a year ago when we played, lost to Arizona at the buzzer, was a perfect bounce for the guy just to get it, release it, the horn goes off, where this one ricocheted a little bit. But, you know, they executed the play. We got a great look. Jared had just hit a huge three out of a timeout to get it to one. So, you know, we weren't disappointed at all. And you called it, Trace. Made a very unselfish play. He could have tried to jump in and force something up, but he made the right decision. And, you know, just unfortunately the shot didn't go down.
We take a final break. Get a quick thought on the 354th edition with Coach next. Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand. Ford versus Ferrari. Matt Damon and Christian Bale star in this high-octane thrill ride. Travel back to 1966 and watch Ford challenge Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Learfield.
Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Wrapping things up with head coach Wayne Tickle, Buffalo Wild Wings coach Thursday night, going for the sweep down the road in the Civil War. Great win at home. Tough to do on the road, but you play them pretty well.
Yeah, we've had some success of late, and we were able to pull that one out down there last year. It's going to be tough. We've got to take care of the ball. That's how they got back into the game there last season. We got to spread them out, and when we put it on the floor, we got to penetrate to pass, and then ultimately knock down shots. Defensively, Pritchard's the key. He had 38 career high last time out against Arizona. We've got to do another good job on him.
Like you did here.
Yeah. Rebound the ball, take care of the ball, make shots. Pretty simple game.
Very simple. Thanks for putting it that way and breaking it down for us. Let's hear it for Wayne Tickle.
Thanks.
See you Thursday night, Coach. Thanks to Scott Ruick. Thanks to all of you for being here. We'll see you Thursday night for the Civil War on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.